Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the PG Electroplast Q2 FY23 earnings conference call hosted by PhillipCapital (India) Private Limited. During this call, company may make certain forward-looking statements based on the currently held beliefs of the management of the company, which are expressed in good faith and in management's opinions are reasonable. The forward-looking statements may involve known and unknown risks, uncertainty and other factors which may cause the actual results, financial condition, performance or achievements of the company or industry to differ materially from those in forward-looking statements. These forward-looking statements represent only the company's current intentions, beliefs or expectations, and any forward-looking statements speak only as on the date of which it was made. The company assumes no obligation to revise or update any forward-looking statements. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Deepak Agarwal from PhillipCapital (India) Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks, and good afternoon all. On behalf of PhillipCapital, I welcome you all to PG Electroplast Limited Q2 FY23 earnings call. Today we have with us senior management represented by Mr. Vishal Gupta, Managing Director of Finance, Mr. Pramod Gupta, Chief Financial Officer. Without taking much of time, I would like to hand over the floor to the management for their opening remarks, post which we'll open the floor for Q&A. Thanks, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Deepak. Thank you everyone, and good afternoon. Thank you for sparing your valuable time and joining this call today. Hope all of you are doing well. I'm joined on this call by Mr. Pramod Gupta, our CFO, and we have already shared our results presentation earlier and hope you must have gone through that. First half of this financial year has been another milestone for our company. We have crossed 850 crores revenue, and we have cemented our position as a reliable and capable outsourcing partner for washing machines and split ACs in India. The Greater Noida expansion will give us two locations for manufacturing washing machines, and I am very happy to share that washing machine business grew 123% for the first half, and the outlook for the growth remains very strong for the rest of the year. Our washing machine business achieved significant milestone in first half, and we sold over 2.5 lakh units of washing machines in first 6 months. We are on track to double our capacities across different product businesses. The new washing machine capacity in Greater Noida is commissioned and is in trial phase. We are also expanding our washing machine model range and are developing new platforms for washing machines. The further capacity expansion for AC manufacturing should be ready by end of this year, end of this calendar year. For the AC business, in our first season of ODM category went very well for us. We crossed 300 crore rupees revenue in the AC business in the first half, and we supplied IDU, ODU and CBUs to leading eight brands in India. The outlook and order book for coming season stands very strong, and company has been able to gain significant new orders from existing and new clients. During the quarter, our AC R&D has already developed, validated and launched new ODM platforms and products for split ACs, which have been optimized as per the new energy ratings, which have become effective from 1st July 2022. Our solutions have received great response from our existing and new clients. We are cementing our position as a well-established option for outsourcing split AC manufacturing in India. Overall guidance is being maintained and has been reiterated in the release. and we are confident of scaling all our businesses significantly in this year. We see very strong demand for our products, and we are preparing ourselves for very strong ramp-up in the product businesses again in FY 2023, and we are budgeting a YOY growth of 120% over FY 2022 in our product businesses. Now I will hand over the call to my colleague, Mr. Pramod Gupta, our CFO. He will elaborate on the financials. Thank you.
Hi, good evening, everyone. I'm sure you have seen the financials in detail. Just couple of small things I want to point out. We had a very good scale-up from operations point of view. The product sales was 457 crores in the first half, which was 478 for the full year 2022. Now coming to margins, at operating level, I want to highlight that during the first half, we have changed the accounting policy, and now we account the Forex loss in the operational cost, and due to which this quarter again, we had a hit of 2.2 crores, and for the first half, the total hit is about 5 crore rupees. During the first half, we have taken 1.59 crores worth of non-cash ESOP expense in this year, which was nil in the first half last year. This quarter also, we had an adverse business mix because our electronics and TV business contributed almost 15% of the revenue versus 3%-4%, which used to be there. We also had a little negative operating leverage because of the low AC season, which is seasonal also. Now coming to the future, we think we have a good order book, and we are expecting a very good scale-up in the coming months in the AC business, as well as continuing momentum in the washing machine business. We hope to have some improvement in the margins in the coming quarters as the commodities have softened. Also, AC business will see operating leverage and overall revenue should be better. Coming to balance sheet, this quarter, inventory has increased in anticipation of the strong AC season, and working capital has therefore gone up. On a trailing 12-month basis, that working capital cycle stands at about 58 days, which is slightly higher than our target of about 50 days. We have seen increase in net debt by almost 45 crores during the first half. That is largely due to the CapEx which we have done for the expansion. We think we are probably near the peak debt, and debt will probably not be increasing very significantly from here for the rest of the year, maybe about 15-20 crores at max. With this, now I would like to open the call for question answers. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone wishing to ask a question may please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is on the line of Ashish Kumar Singh, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, very congratulations on the numbers. I wanted to ask about the LED TV CapEx that was commenced from last December. What's the update on that, and what's the current utilization from that CapEx?
On the LED television, this quarter we had revenues of about 30 odd crores. Although month of October was slightly better, but still, business is in the process of scaling up. We are hopeful that next year onwards, the numbers will be better. We have done a very small CapEx only in this, almost about 5-6 crore rupees only last year. Right now we are servicing about 3 to 4 brands. Next year we hope to do much better. We have also launched our ODM solution in this business, and we've got a good response this year in the initial launch that we did in the ODM solution also.
Okay. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question may please press star and one. The next question is on the line of Keshav Bharadia. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Hi, sir. Thank you for taking my question. So my first question is, if any new customer additions have been done in Q2, and how the overall order book looks like for AC going ahead to the season?
So, AC order book is very strong. In fact, we are already almost sold out for the capacity, expanded capacity that is going to be ready and operational from December. We have added several new customers, and so for some of them, the trial production, and for at least one of them, the full production has started. In this year, we will be seeing a significant scale-up in the AC business from last year. Last full year, we did 297 crores of turnover in the AC product business. This year, we think we should be at least more than 700 crores in the total AC business for the full financial year.
Oh, okay. Thank you, sir. And sir, can you give an inventory breakup between finished goods and raw materials that we have at present?
Out of the 290 odd crores of inventory that we have, only 40 to 50 crores is actually 291 crores is the inventory, out of which probably 50 crores is in the WIP, work in progress, and finished good. Rest, everything is in the raw material.
Okay, got it, sir. And sir, I had one more question. One second. Yeah. Sir, any new products that we are planning to launch in ODM over the next 18 to 24 months? And what is the share of ODM in our ACs and how this will look 1 to 2 years down the line?
Right now, there is nothing very firm on the table which we are working on. These three products are in the ODM solutions and television, which is basically cooler, washing machine, ACs and televisions, are something which we are focusing on and scaling up these business. As and when any development is there, we will update you and the investors on the same. Coming to the ODM side of AC business, we are now having almost 80% of our sales coming from the ODM solutions. Only 20% or so is from the OEM in the product side of the AC business.
Okay, sir. And so by FY23, what will be our combined capacity in both AC and washing machines once the additional capacity is operational?
In washing machines, we will be having by end of FY23 close to 1 lakh units on the semi-automatic side and 15,000 units on the fully automatic side per month. This is a capacity per month, and in the AC, indoor unit capacity will be close to 2 lakh units per month, and outdoor unit capacity will be about 1 lakh units per month.
Got it, sir. And sir, just one more last question from my side. So what is the CAPEX guidance for FY23 and 24, as well as sir, what is the response for our automatic washing machines?
So, CAPEX guidance stands as such. This year plan to do about 130 to 140 crores of CAPEX, and we are on track. Already 67 crores of CAPEX has been commissioned or has been done in the first 6 months, and in the coming quarter and by maybe January, this CAPEX will be over. next year numbers we will be able to tell you in the next year, next quarter call, maybe around that time. By that time, we will get little bit more color on the demand outlook for the next year and what we need to do on capacity expansion. That time we will be able to update you. But fair to assume it will be probably close to something like 100+ crores only, in the same range as this year.
And so,
yeah, coming to your last question about what was the other question you had, please?
The response for automatic washing machine.
Yeah, response for automatic washing machine has been slow. I'll be very upfront. In this year also till right now, the overall proportion of fully automatic washing machine is very less, in the sense that we out of the 250,000 odd washing machines that we sold in the first half, less than 10% is what we have sold in the fully automatic category, actually. To be precise, it is just about 7% or so.
Got it, sir. Thank you so much. I'll come back in the queue.
Okay.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star and one. The next question is on the line of Akhilesh Bhandari from ICICI Prudential. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question. Sir, I understand that this quarter's margin was impacted by not only the ESOP expense, but also Forex loss. But generally, the ESOP expense is, of course, a running business expense, which you'll also perhaps have in subsequent quarters or subsequent years as well. Excluding the Forex loss, how quickly do you see your overall margin inching up to that 7-7.5% run rate which you were achieving earlier?
So, see, in this first half, if you see, we have done 6.3% operating margin, which is obviously lower than our historical numbers. A couple of reasons for them, almost 5 crore rupees, which is almost 0.6-0.7% of the sales, has gone in the Forex loss. Also, coming to the ESOP expense, actually, we last year took the ESOP expense only in the fourth quarter. This year we have been spreading it out, so we took some amount in first quarter and then some amount in the second quarter also. Another reason this quarter also was that AC business was very small. It was actually only 50 crores of AC product sales we were able to do in this quarter, and that business had a negative operating leverage. There was hardly any money. Actually, there was a small loss at the net level in the AC business this quarter, and because of which it pulled up the overall margins, pulled down the overall margins. Also, television business was almost 15% of the total television plus electronics business, which is a very low margin business. So all these four things contributed together to the margin being lower. Coming quarters, some of these things will reverse, and that's why we are saying that we are hopeful that margins will start inching up back.
Okay. And you mentioned that your current debt level is close to the peak what you're expecting. But from a medium-term perspective, what is the optimum, net debt to equity which you are thinking of operating at? And also, if you can comment on the working capital, net working capital level, which you think the business will stabilize at?
See, right now, we will always aspire to have a debt to equity ratio of less than 1 and not more than 4x debt to EBITDA. Actually, by year end, we think that those levels should be in the range. At least on the debt to EBITDA for sure, and even on the debt to equity, we will be very close or maybe actually near to that. Other thing is on the working capital side, we think that 45 to 50 days is an optimum working capital cycle one should assume in this business. right now it is on the higher side because some of the supply chains are actually coming from China, and because of this problems of COVID and lockdowns, we are little careful because this is our only second year and we don't want to take any chance because, you know, in the last one year we have seen multiple times facilities get closed and then the supplies get delayed. And now we will be entering the peak season in the coming month. And if we do not secure our supplies from China on a timely basis, our operations can get delayed and it actually leads to loss for the customer and also for us. So that is why we are extra cautious. But I'm very sure that in coming times, in a year or two, this situation will start improving significantly as the supply chain start moving from China to India. Say, for example, all the critical components and some of the basic raw material like copper and copper tubing and aluminium foil right now all are getting imported from China or other countries. Those capacities are in the process of getting commissioned in India because of the PLI, and I'm very hopeful that in next 2 to 3 years, significant import substitution will happen and we will be locally sourcing many of these components as well as raw materials, which will lead to both lower inventory level business, because today importing and doing this planning itself is a very big task at all the companies which are making ACs in India.
Sir, apart from depending on supply chain localization, which of course to an extent is beyond your control, any other internal measures which you are taking to control the overall working capital level?
See, internally, right now, we are trying to optimize and we have an advantage over some of the that we have a single location and a large part of our business is actually coming from Supa in the western region. We are near to the port also. So those advantages are already there. But as the scale up happens in the business, the inventory levels generally in terms of number of days reduces, which we will see this year and next year, irrespective of whether the supply chain shifts or not. But at our own end, we are trying to be very tight on looking at the ordering and inventory level, that without harming, how can we optimize. But apart from that, nothing more else we can do actually.
And so, what kind of customer addition are you expecting in the fully automatic washing machine, and how do you see that segment scaling up in FY24 and FY25?
See, fully automatic business has actually been slow to in the business from our expectation. I agree, and the one of the reasons is that probably the penetration levels of washing machine in the semi-auto itself are pretty low in India, because in a lot of the villages and also in tier 2 towns, running water, continuous power supply, this is just like 3-4 years back phenomena, and therefore that penetration level is increasing. Then upgradation to the fully automatic will probably be happening subsequently. So our hope is that probably in 2-3 years time, when the market starts to get mature a little bit and penetration levels improve, then the upgradation will happen to the fully automatic side. Also, please appreciate that, in the outsourcing market, right now, the large part of the outsourcing is happening for the semi-automatic side only. In the fully automatic side, most of the brands have their in-house capacity or they are still dependent on imports. The outsourcing on that side is not that prevalent as of now. But if it starts picking up, we are getting ready and we are investing, continuously investing in that business.
Understood. Thank you. I'll get back in the queue.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star in one. The next question is from the line of Gopal Navandar from SBI Life Insurance. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Just wanted to understand the process of the price negotiation and in terms of raw material sourcing and all for the coming season. What are the general timelines and how you are seeing the pricing versus say a previous cycle?
See, supply chain, there is no much change this year again, and we have to really actually import a lot of material in advance because our AC season actually falls in right in middle of the Chinese New Year, when sometime between 15 January till 15 February, China is not working. And just to take care of that, in fact, we have to take all material shipments have to be done. Whatever material we need to use till end of March, we have to import in advance. So supply chain in AC is right now like this only. And once some new plants come up, some component manufacturing starts happening in India with this PLI, maybe some things will get localized. GMCC compressor plant has just recently started manufacturing, and they are saying that they will start supplying small numbers of compressors from their India factory, which is very near to our Supa factory in Ahmednagar, and they will start supplying some small numbers. But this is going to be the first year, so we can't really, rely on that. We have to actually assure our supply chain from China only right now. And
now in terms of imports, what all components we are importing, and is it that, even post currency depreciation, the imports are still attractive versus sourcing domestically?
We are actually importing compressors, motors, copper and aluminum and controllers. So all the major components are being imported into India right now. And as far as currency depreciation is there, yes, the cost has gone up, but actually there are not much alternatives available in India through which we can buy in India. We have to import even if the currency has depreciated.
Okay, okay. And sir, in terms of if, like to like product, if you want to understand the pricing, though copper decline in between, but then currency depreciated, and again copper is up, how, we ensure that we don't take any hit on the raw material or on the margins?
We are into two types of businesses. One is OEM. In OEM, in AC manufacturing also, we have a every month pass through to the customers. In case of podium, yes, there is a lag of another a month or two to take the price increase. And whenever the price decrease is there, customers are always after us and we try to delay that. But yes, this is there. Yes, currency commodities have eased. If you see in last 6 months, the current commodities have really eased. But at the same time, dollar has actually become very strong and the rupee has depreciated. But all those gains has been more than offset by the depreciated rupee.
So basically, you don't see any change in the unit price versus the previous year's price.
More so, as compared to previous year, there has been a little decrease, sir. Because the main categories are 3-star inverter categories in the AC. And if you see vis-a-vis last year prices, there has been a very less price decrease, not increase, but it has been not a very significant number. Maybe 1.5 or 2% at maximum at the BOM level.
Sure, sir. And in terms of inventory levels at our customer level, because what we have been hearing is that still customers are filled up with lot of old inventories. In that case, do you see like this old inventory which we have finished goods will take some more time to be liquidated?
We don't carry any finished goods inventory. We are holding inventories at the component level first. Second point, when this BE rating changed on 30th of June, so in anticipation of that, some customers had built up some additional quantities at their different channels, but those inventories have been more or less liquidated now. because that we can see from the inquiries and the pickup in demand from the customers. So we are not seeing any challenge in that right now.
Okay, sure. And so lastly, in terms of our bid margins versus say last year and say for coming season, how should one look at it? Whether it is improving or it should remain same or it will be under pressure?
No, I didn't understand your question. Can you be a little louder and near to the phone?
Yeah, sure, sir. So basically what I'm asking is when we are negotiating with the customer, we are going with the X margin. So that X margin, since last year it was a beginning of, the operations and all. So should one expect improvement in that margin, bid margin itself, or it should still be similar to what it was, say, last year?
See, as last year was a startup year, so there were certain learning costs, and in fact, this year we expect that margins will be a little better, but I don't want to give you very rosy forecast on that. But yes, definitely we are looking.
Your customer is also, suffering with a lot of competition on ground.
Yes, yes.
That is the reason, yeah, I asked.
Yes, but still we are very hopeful that we'll be able to improve on our margins in AC business vis-a-vis last year, definitely.
Sure, sure. Thanks
a
lot.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Pulkit Singhal from Dalmus Capital Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello. Thank you for the opportunity. Just wanted to check this 126 crores operating profit guidance. Is this EBITDA including other income?
No, it is excluding other income.
Okay. So if you exclude other income, if that's excluding other income, it seems to suggest a 7% kind of EBITDA margin for the full year. Whereas I think in the first half, you've done around 6.3% or 6.2%. Sorry, I'm not getting that exactly right.
6.3.
6.3. So therefore, in the second half, you're expecting more than 7.5%-8% kind of EBITDA margin?
About 7.5%, yes, we should do. And I mean, I have given you absolute number. I have not given you absolute guidance on the percentage number. But yes, we should be having a slight better margin for the second half.
Right. But if I look at the return on capital employed, and this is the first year where your capacities are properly used, so even if 126 crores of EBITDA were to happen and you subtract the depreciation from that, we come to a pre-tax ROCE of just 13%. And I'm looking at your first half balance sheet to calculate the capital employed. So this seems suboptimal, even with full capacities being utilized.
Yes, I agree. But I don't know how are you calculating that. My sense is in all the case, you take debt plus equity, and you take trailing 12 months. On a trailing 12 months, this is if you look at other numbers. I think, Pulkit, we will see that ROCE will be upwards of 15% for sure.
No, I mean, so you already have capital employed of 725-730 crores as of this September end, right?
Yes, right.
126 crores is your full year guidance of EBITDA. Let's say you achieve that, and even if you subtract depreciation, you'll come to around EBIT of 92 crores odd.
So you will also add the other income, etc., into that because it is PBIT you will have to pay. Because this other income is largely not interest income or any other gain. It is actually the income which we get because of the operations are running, and we are meeting some government incentives on tax refunds, etc., sales tax refund, etc. That is the reason. You have to take that also into account.
Okay. So your 15% is taking that other income into account. Because it already reduces your capital employed. If you take that other income, it increases the cash on the balance sheet, and your capital employed is lesser to that extent. So counting it again in the numerator may not make much sense, but I get it. So you're basically, from next two, three-year perspective, what is the return on capital employed that you are targeting or you believe the business can win this?
between 15% to 20% pre-tax ROC should be achievable in this company. And see, we are in the continuous scale-up mode. Lot of the machinery and I'll say capital expenditure which we have done this year is actually still not in the operations. Please appreciate that even the capex which we have done last year is going to be fully reflective only this year. So whatever capex I'm doing this year will be fully reflective next year. So out of this 120 crores of or 130 crores of capex which we are doing this year, that will contribute very little to the numbers this year. They will be contributing to the sales of next year and the growth for the next year.
Okay. And no, I understand that, but that, then you're a growing company, so you constantly have some capex in the base. So, but what about the new capital? I mean, you have taken some enabling solutions for capital raising. What is the thought process on that?
There are some opportunities which we were evaluating. Nothing has been finalized, so we have not actually utilized that opportunity for raising capital. If something we come up from right now, we think that from debt and internal accruals, we are good enough. Once we think there are some opportunities, we will actually come and hit the market. Right now, we do not have any firm plan as of now. There was some opportunity which was coming, which it could not get finalized, and therefore we are not moving ahead in terms of the capital raise immediately.
Okay. And for the current growth plans, you don't see any capital raise required, basically.
It's a dynamic situation. See, what is happening is because of the change in environment and the opportunities which keep on coming, because we keep on hearing from the ministry about the different PLIs, etc. also in the different segments, we have kept options open. So if any of those things starts to materialize, we will probably look at raising capital. But as of now, in the three businesses which we are doing, which is basically product business of AC, washing machine, coolers, television and plastic molding, right now, the requirement is not there immediately to raise any capital.
All right. Okay. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star and one. The next question is on the line of Keyur from ICICI Prudential Life Insurance. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. Congrats to the team for the good results. Just want to understand, first of all, how should we think about this season's cycle? I mean, generally, how does it work that right now you're discussing with the clients or you've already started producing for the next season and they've already given their estimated volumes? So just want to understand timelines and how ramp-up happens. That is first. And second, I think as earlier participants also asked, that few of the brands are saying that they have some inventory which is above normal inventory. So despite being a good season, why this kind of high inventory with the brand? And is it impacting your orders of execution? Probably it gets delayed because brands already have enough inventory. So just want to understand these two parts. Thank you.
Okay. So you are basically three questions. So first of all, you know, whenever you are engaging with your customers, it's a long-run process of the product selection, product validation. So all those activities have been going on for last 3-4 months. And we always get forecasts, monthly forecasts from our customers. And we plan accordingly. So we already have firm plans from all the customers from of us, and we have actually planned our supply chain accordingly. So coming to your second question, you know, why brands are carrying a little higher inventory is the reason which I've explained earlier also, that because of the change in the BE ratings on 30th of June, which was effective, new ratings were effective from 1st of July. So people created some inventories of some categories of ACs where the bill of material cost was going up significantly. So brands created some inventory, and because you are allowed to sell that AC for 6 months or 1 year, something like that. So they were able to, you know, take care of that. They wanted to take that benefit. So for that, you can say that they have been carrying some inventories from some category of models, not all models. Having said that, that's why, as you know, our AC season, AC sales in September quarter were actually little muted because of that delayed pickup from our customers. But now from November and December onwards, we are actually seeing a very strong ramp up, and we are already looking at a good numbers from going onwards from here now.
Okay. And just last one question, say, the production which we'll do for the summer of 2023, so what all components will be available with us? I mean, the entire pipeline that we have talked about, ranging from cross flow to motors to heat exchangers and so electronics. So for 2023 summer, what all we will make in-house? And if you can just give more idea about to what extent is of our total volume. I probably, it's a long-term process, so we may, it may have been approved by some customers and some may take some time. So just to get update on each of the components or slash backward integration, how are we placed?
Okay. So we are going to do in-house all the components except compressor and motors and packaging material and some electrical cables and all those. So plastic components, sheet metal components, heat exchangers, copper components, PFF and controller, all those things are being done in-house in our Supa, Ahmednagar factory. Controller factory is going to start production in month of December. So we have already got approval from our customers, but this year we are not going to do 100% in-house manufacturing of controllers. This year we are targeting around 25% in-house, and 75% will continue from our existing sources, the way we have been buying. We will ramp up those volumes, and hopefully by next year we should do at least 75-80% of controllers in-house, and some small quantity we'll buy outsource. All these components have been already approved by our customers, and they have been already planned in our 2023 season planning.
Understood, sir. Sir, thanks a lot and all the very best to the team.
Thank you so much, please. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is in the line of Amit Agarwal from Burman Capital Management. Please go ahead.
Thank you for taking my question. First is on the other income. If you can help us understand, what are the other income that we earn for the quarter and for which period they pertain to? And also, when is the expected other income from the Supa plant? And also, have you filed for PLI incentive?
So, first of all, PLI, we have not filed anything, and we have not accounted also, because PLI will be applicable only on this year's incremental production. So PLI, we will be probably taking into account only sometime next year when we file our claim, which will be probably next year sometime. Now, coming to the other income, this quarter there was a 8 crore other income, out of which about 2.5 crore was for the Supa Unit 4 of PG Electroplast. It is a state government benefit which we have got. And that the other 6 crore kind of income has come from the government benefit of UP. We have made the investment in UP and CapEx in the last 3-4 years, and based on that investment, we have got some incentive from the government of UP.
And are these recurring? So both the Supa and the UP.
Supa is recurring. UP is not recurring.
So this is one time that we have gained.
Yes.
And for the PG Technoplast, the subsidiary, when can we expect again the same incentive?
PG Technoplast, we have still not completed our CapEx. So once we complete our CapEx, then only we can probably do, which will be probably next year we will complete our CapEx commitment, and then we will file for the eligibility certificate. And once the eligibility certificate comes, then only you can start accruing the benefit.
And second, on the margin. So for this quarter, the washing machines typically have higher gross margin, higher EBITDA margin, right? With respect to other products. So that should have helped the overall margins.
But TV had a lower margin, na?
Got it. And in the AC, would we still be positive, or do you think in terms of...
No, we made a small loss. We had a small loss.
And for the full year, if I heard it correctly, you said 7.5% margin, or is for the H2, 7.5% margin. Is that correct?
No, I never said anything about the percentage margin. I just said that we are standing by the guidance for the margin in absolute number, which is 126 crores, which is what we think we should be able to achieve, despite the fact that we had an unexpected forex loss of about 5 crore in the first half.
So in a way, that means there is an upside to the revenue number. Am I reading it correctly?
I am not saying anything like that as of now, but I can tell you that from whatever business plans we have, we are very hopeful that some of the margin loss which we have had in the first half, we should be able to make it up in the second half.
Got it. Perfect. Those are the questions. Thank you so much.
Thank you. A reminder to participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star in one. We take the next question from the line of Keshav Bharadia. Please go ahead.
Thank you, ma'am. Just one follow-up question, sir. In AC, what kind of value addition are we expecting overall 2 to 3 years down the line?
See, the value addition is a difficult question to say, but probably close to 20-25%,
20%. Can you please clarify the question? What do you mean by value addition? In-house, domestic, in-house?
So how much will be manufactured in-house by us?
So of the total BOM value, I think we should be doing around 50-60% of will be domestic in-house manufacturing of the bill of material value.
But value addition has a different value.
Value addition is a different meaning. You know, value addition will be around 10 to 12%, 15%. Yeah. Validation will be not more than 15%, but in-house manufacturing of the bomb percentage, if you are asking, that should be around anything between 50-60%.
Yeah, so that's what I was asking. Sorry for the wrong framing of this. Yeah, that's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star and one. As there are no further questions, I now hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments.
We are thankful to everyone for attending this call, and thank you so much.
Thank you all, and I invite you all to visit Supa facility. Please coordinate with me or send a mail to us and we will reply. We will like you to come and visit sometime in November and December when the production will be ramping up, and by that time hopefully our controller facility will also be starting to operate. So thank you. Thank you everyone.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of PhillipCapital India Private Limited, that concludes this conference call. We thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.